Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk 111. My name is Kevin Andrews. I am the founder and host of Real Talk 111. It is a radio show that deals with real people and real issues. Real Talk 111 will discuss what really matters to the people, in the communities, in the churches. But most of all, the voice that speak for the brokenhearted, the hopeless, and the homeless, those with an addiction and poverty and crime. Some of the episodes will feature Shift Destiny, New Beginning, Drop It Like It's Hot. And that's not a kind of Drop It Like It's Hot I'm talking about. Whatever that situation is, drop it like it's hot. And bridging the gap. The radio to freedom. Who can I trust? Last week's episode was Injury in the Line of Duty. I came from 1 Samuel 16 chapter, 1st verse to the 13th verse. This was a very difficult time for Samuel. Israel, the country he served and loved for many years, rejected in leadership because he grown old. On top of that, his friend King Saul was guilty of disobeying God's clear commandments, lying about things he had done because of the sin he had forfeited his throne. Even though he was still in office, he was unfit to lead the nation. How many today we're seeing they're not fit to lead the nation, but they're in position? Well, due to Saul's disobedience by King Saul, Samuel had broken his fellowship with him. It was saddened because of it. I knew that in our lives, when things don't seem to be going right, the way we feel they should, we often find ourselves moaning and kind of feeling sorry for ourselves because we're hurt, injured in the line of duty. I also know that in life, even when things are not going the way we would like them to go, there are times we need to act. And for Samuel, this was one of those times. God has chosen him and anointed him. We are chosen. We are anointed in this time and season. We have been called. But guess what? You still will be injured in the line of duty. Now, there was a new king coming over Israel. This is where we pick up today. From our reading in 1 Samuel 16, from the first verse to the 13th verse, we learn a shepherd boy whose job may be insignificant to some people, but he had a purpose, and God had a plan for his life. Some of you may think you're not significant, but you're very much so are significant. And you're very important. The enemy don't want you to know who you are and what your purpose is. He wants you to be injured. He wants you not to fulfill your assignment that you've been called for. Yes, you've been injured in the line of duty, but you can come through. And one thing about it, David might not have been significant at that moment, but guess what? He was soon to become the most famous king in the history of Israel. But where that is usually good happening, guess what? That's bad. Along with that, he was one of the famous kings. I'm talking about David. When you take time, mate, you read the story for yourself. But guess what? He was one of the ones that was one that was most pursued. And when you are called by God, the enemy would attack you. You and me, I'm not exempt from that. And sometimes we find ourselves injured behind enemy lines. We are doing our duty, but it seems like the more we do our duty, we seem like we're getting away from the other troops. We seem like we're all alone, but we're not. We're not. We have a special force. If we just open up our life and speak, and these things will come forth. That's why it says in a word, no weapon that formed against me or you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. This episode is about how to survive behind enemy lines. Warriors, I say warriors, come forth. Warriors, come forth. But warriors are not supposed to find themselves in trouble that they can't get out. But sometimes, guess what? We do. We have to remember the spiritual warfare. We have to be trained. We can raid the enemy and send him on all aspects pay trip to the bottom of hell. But we have to learn how to be trained. We have to learn how to be taught. We have to learn how to pray and get in our word. Yes, we're being injured because we're not putting up the shield of faith, the trust in God's word. And when we trust God's word, then God's word will bring us through. But we have to remember that it's not in our own strength. It's in God's strength. I'm speaking to your spirit now. I'm speaking to you and bringing life back to you where you feel life has no importance, no more. Yes, you may be injured. Yes, you're in critical condition. But God is going to bring you out. Just hold on. Stay on your ground. Call the special elite force. And guess what? They will arrive, and they will be there. As a warrior, you're always prepared if you remain focused on your assignment in which you've been trained. It's a team that's going to come, and it's going to save you. God is raising up a team right now. He's not just raising them up in the church. He's raising them up out there to the hidden highways. A lot of people don't understand. Even in this so important that even as God was raising David up, he was out there tending to the sheep. How many leaders today, how many apostles, how many pastors, how many prophets, how many people are tending to the sheep? Only thing they're tending to is the self-gain. Now, I know some might not like it, but guess what? This is real talk. So we're going to deal with real issues and real people. That's where I'm at. So it's up to you. If you want to hear it, you can hear it. But it's still your choice. It's time now, as a body, that we unite together behind enemy lines, not away from enemy lines, that we go in with full force. We are going to drop it like it's hot on the enemy. I'm speaking this thing into the atmosphere, into the climate. I'm saying to those that are lost, I'm saying to those that they haven't found their way or they backslid because someone has injured them in the line of duty. They was obedient to them, and they followed what they asked them to do, but they still didn't help them to heal from the hurt and pain that was in their life. Sometimes you find people will use you up until you're dead. They don't even have the decency to even bury you. They'll let you rot away. But guess what? That's not the God that I serve. And that's not the God you serve. As you listen to my voice, it's the Spirit that speaks in me to you. I want you to know, hold on. We're coming for you. Your life is not in vain. Stand fast in the liberty that he has set you free. I'm here to bring you out. It's not who you see and what you see. It's who you believe in. I'm telling you to believe in the God that you cannot see, not in the form that you might want to see him in, but you can see him through genuine people that who really care. This is a two-part episode, Injured in the Line of Duty. This series is about bandits behind enemy lines. How many of you been a bandit behind enemy lines? How many of your friends and your family and your husband and your wife left you while you were doing your duty? They turned their back on you. They abandoned you. And you were injured because of the hurt and pain that they caused you. I say to you right now, don't allow yourself to become bitter, but allow yourself to stand your ground, stand your position, and let God lead you and guide you. You shall come forth. I speak it to you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, that's what this show is all about. It's to reach those that may feel like they're unreachable. It's to reach those that may feel like they can't make it no more on their own. But guess what? I'm here to pick you up. I'm here to encourage you. I'm here to let you know you have a purpose and God has a plan. Many of you are dreamers. Many of you felt like you had no self-worth. But I'm here to tell you there is worth in you. It's greater. It's greater than you can even imagine. It's bigger than what you can even imagine. You're injured, but you're not defeated. You're not destroyed. You have sustained very serious injuries late in the mission. Sometimes, when you're close to completing your objective, we kind of get comfortable. We kind of feel like, hey, I'm there now. But guess what? The enemy is still there. You have to complete your assignment and the duty that you was called to do, no matter what. Did you know that you're truly in a battle now? And guess what? But you're still not alone. Yes, I say to you again, you're still not alone. Did you know that the enemy sins against you and me only to bring us into a lifestyle of sin and doubt and hurt and shame? The devil messed you up to mess you up. But God said the devil might have messed you up, but I come to set you up in the mess up that the devil tried to do. So remember this, when the devil comes to mess you up, God comes to set you up, to set you free, and you will be free indeed. The devil enters your life in some manner, only to keep you in dark and block you from reaching your full potential. How many of you are now at your full potential? How many of you now wants to serve God and give him your all in all. But it seemed like no matter what you're doing, it seemed like things are getting hard. But guess what? God is able to do all things but fail. He does not fail, and we do not fail. You're reaching your full potential in Christ, but you have to know that you know this is your season. But in the process of you being in your season, you can get injured, and sometimes you will get injured. But you have to remember the God that you serve. Hold on. Don't give up. Able to do all things exceedingly and abundantly that you can't even imagine. That's why you're going through what you're going through. But you still have to hold on. You have to keep the faith. And you have to know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Yes, he may find a crack and he'll try to come in. He keep entering through that door, but you got to learn to shut the door. The enemy to desire to destroy you, your family, and all that resemble the goodness of him. This is his job. He is very good at it. You're behind the enemy lines and you're injured. This episode will help you to survive your injuries that you sustained while you were on duty. But remember, this is a fight. And this is a real fight. This is not in your imagination. This is real. But God knows everything that you have been through. And he knows all that the devil is doing. When you were violated by sin, it could have been your husband, it could have been your wife, it could have been your children, it could have been a stranger, it could have been a family. But guess what? He's still there. You was injured in the line of duty. But guess what? You've been standing your ground. No matter what it seemed like, no matter what it looked like, you still stand your ground. No matter how bad you was down, but God was still there. You stood your ground. No matter what it seemed like, you didn't have money or food. You didn't have a husband or a wife, but you still stood your ground. You still do the duty that God called you to do. And you had to still stand on the word of God. God saw you. He knows you're great. He said, you know what? I got to put on my war face right now. I got to draw back black lines on my face and my eyes and let them know right now. I'm going into battle. And I'm getting ready to load my weapon. What is your weapon? It's the word of God. In other words, the enemy thought he was going to destroy you. Is that the very thing he should think on? Yes, it is. But God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a power and a sound mind. When the enemy saw you injured, he thought, that's it. I got him now. But Lord said, guess what? In their weakness, I'm made strong. So you need to know that your God is there for you. No matter what it looked like, God saw you in training in the natural. It may look like you were down in the spirit realm, but guess what? But that's when you became a warrior. Even though you're injured, you still have a duty to do. This means that you must fight. I say it to you again. You must fight. You must not give in. You must not give ground to the enemy, but you must stand your ground and push forward. Push. He already says, not given to the swift or the strong, but those that endure to the end. How many of you are ready now to endure to the end? God gave us a free will and dominion and to govern ourselves in the earth. That is a good thing. But guess what? There is a downside to this as well. People have the power to hurt others in life. That is very unfortunate, but understand this. You are in a unique position. What you going to do with it? You are in a unique position. What will you do with it? I know it's times like these that we don't always feel like we are in a unique position to make change and to fulfill purpose. When purpose comes, pain comes. And when pain comes, joy can come if you believe in the God that you serve. Don't give up even though you injured in the line of duty. I can tell you, I've been injured a lot, but I still have a duty and assignment to you and to other people. If I die, let me die doing the Lord's will so you can carry the torch, so you can carry the banner, or the bloodstained banner that he died on the cross for you and me, that we may have a chance, an opportunity to be with him in the last days. Sometimes you feel like you're in your last days. Sometimes you feel like coming out. But you will come out. You will come out. I'm speaking to your heart. I'm speaking life to you right now. Don't allow yourself to give up on the promises that God has given you and told you. I can talk about this because I know. I walk by faith, not by sight. Because everything that I look at, it look like it ain't going right. But I know the God that I serve. He's a God of past, present, and now. So whatever I say, I take the authority, I take the power, and I speak to my situation. We have to encourage one another. We have to pray for one another. We have to be there for one another. Because guess what? We all are being injured. But are we pulling together as a unit? Are we pulling together to help each other? I'm not going to leave no one behind. Will you not leave no one behind? Will you go in the deepest and dark place that you see your brother, your sister at? And you know that they love God. And you know that they want to do what God said. Is it too deep and dark for you that you can't go in beyond wish the faith that God has given you? This is real talk. This is dealing with real issues and real people. I have to say what the Lord told me to say to you right now. If we will humble ourselves and pray, and turn from our wicked ways, the enemy cannot do no more than what we allow him to do. Yes, in everything there's a downside. But people have the power to overcome. But guess what? People have the power to hurt others in life. That is very unfortunate. But understand this. You are in a unique position. Yes, you're wounded. Yes, you're hurt. But you're still in a unique position. When the enemy targets you, when you have gone through and gotten the scars as well as the deliverance, I say it to you again, when you have gone through and gotten the scars as well the deliverance, you can prepare others. You can prepare others now for the battle and to teach God's plans for their deliverance as well. The words of your testimony, that's power in the word. But the words of your testimony becomes the weapon of warfare. At that point, God drops behind enemy lines so that you can rescue others from the grips of the enemy. How many of you now, even though you're injured, if it was your daughter, if it was your son, if it was your husband, if it was your mother, if it was your grandmother, you would go behind the enemy lines. You would take the bullets to save your family. Well, guess what? God wants to see. He already knows what you want to do, but you need to know that you have the warrior inside of you. Yes, you may be injured, but you're still capable of doing your duty. Don't give up. Hold on to the word of God, no matter how it seems. God saw you training in the natural. It may look like you were down in the spirit realm. That's when you became a warrior. Right now, I want to say to each and every one, I don't see anyone on here because the enemy wants me to think that the people love me didn't come on, but I know you did. I'm sorry that I'm not able to allow you to make comments or give suggestions, but you can do this. You can go to Block Talk Radio, and you can put in Block Talk Radio, Real Talk 111 by Kevin Andrews, or Google Injured in the Line of Duty Part 2 series. Go there and leave a comment. I need for people to know that this is just not a radio show, but this is a show where God speaks and empowers people in their soul, in their emotion, that we'll call healing. I thank you, I appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I am the founder and the host of Real Talk 111. I thank you. And I look forward to sharing more things with you. We will come together in the spirit. We will come together in the natural. And we will cause the enemy to leave the areas in our lives to become who God calls us to be. This is Real Talk. We're going to deal with the real issues. We're going to deal with real people. We're going to deal with our circumstances. And we're going to tell the devil he got to get the hell out of our lives. Don't get it twisted. It's time for him to go. It's time for us to allow to release the power and authority that God has invested in us. I want you to know that I love you. I pray for you. And I look forward into seeing you. You be blessed. This is Real Talk with real people dealing with real issues. Take care.